Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to episode 673 of the Overseas Connection podcast. Today, March 3rd, 2022. A bit of a late start, a couple of minutes, give or take a few. One-ish timing. We've had a little technical difficulties, but that's okay. We're good. We're started. We're moving forward. We're excited. We've got a great cast of characters, and I do mean characters, on the podcast today. We are always broadcasting Sundays, along with my son, apparently. If you can hear him in the background, he's going crazy. Everybody's going crazy.
I can still see my forehead on the stream. So, hey.
Well, you know what, Kim? We wanted to highlight your forehead and your ceiling fan. That was the most important things we could possibly do for the podcast. everybody wants to see it. 9 p.m. in the UK, 1 p.m. on the West Coast, 4 p.m. the East Coast. And if you live around, Kim, you already know it's 3 p.m. Central Time Zone. We're on Twitch. We're on YouTube. We have all the audio places covered. So if you just want to listen to this while you're sweating to the oldies, ditch the oldies and listen to us instead. We kind of are the oldies. We are a gaming podcast. That is what we do. We love games, but we also love the fact that we buy our own beer. And we kind of don't get carded anymore. I mean, it's a rare occasion. And when I do get carded, I don't take offense. I thank the person. I thank them for carding me and asking for my identification. It's just a reminder of yesteryears. Anyway, moving on from that sad memory. On the show, starting from my most favoritist, I don't know where I was going to go with this. Hey, Kim, on the podcast, Kim Woods.
Yes, I am. I'm back after 2 weeks of not being here. So the last week's show told me I should probably come back. Apparently, y'all miss me or something. I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, I'm back. You know.
For the record, there's already one gangster in the chat that wanted us, one of you, to interrupt me.
I've seen that too.
And you failed miserably on that. That was a Christopher Matthews special move. During the intro, he would always interrupt me.
Sorry, Chris.
We'll work on it.
Yes. They're rookies. It's okay, Chris. All right. Also on the podcast, looking exceptionally. If I could speak, it's going to be a rough show, I think.
It's going to be me. It's going to be sexual. It's going to be me.
It is the cock cage man himself, Pete Chen.
There we go. Yeah. It involved being sexy. So there we go. I'm on. Thanks.
You got your Bulls jersey going. You're looking awesome.
Yeah, I got my Bulls jersey going. Yeah, I got my Bulls out.
I went for that one. That was the next one, yeah.
Yeah. And lastly, sporting the worst beans in the world, Robin Tate.
Robin. Hi, everybody. How you doing? It's Robin Tate here in Ballymena, back on the show, sporting a whole new retro look on the video feed. Very cool. Now that the NDIs are up. So, here we go again. Nice to see the chat nice and active. Let's go.
Yeah, the chat is blowing up. I no longer can keep track of it all. It's craziness. All right. I don't think we have any birthdays. I was looking up birthdays, and then I'm like, well, you know, maybe I'll just look up famous people's birthdays and go down that list. And honestly, there's nobody really worth noting, at least that I saw on my cursory glance, that I wanted to bring attention to.
Got a birthday kick now.
What?
I've got a birthday kick now for this segment. That was sure.
We'll let you play that you want. I don't see nothing.
There, in the screen?
Is he pointing to his pool table?
On his little retro screen. He has a birthday cake playing, yes.
Yeah.
Most importantly, aside from Robin's little technology that he's going to talk about shortly, what I realized when I did this search for famous people that were born on today, pretty much anybody before like 1970, I had no clue who these people were. And I do question whether they're really famous or not. That's my point. That's all.
Really?
It also might clearly indicate that I didn't pay attention in school, but that's a different story for a different day. All right.
Are you sure, Hyman?
Is anybody recording the call? Because the feed's going a little bit iffy on.
It is, yeah. I am hearing a bit of echo now, surprisingly. Yeah. I don't know why. But, Kim, maybe you should record the call just to be safe.
I'm on it.
Love it.
I didn't. I usually do this, but let me just check because I mean, Nick Old. He was on the
right. He had his birthday last week.
Dave Lewis,
I properly pronounce his name to the best of my capabilities.
It's on here, and I never get the correct naming correct. J.T. Vanderweide, who always is part of Extra Life.
Okay,
who is that? Damn it.
I would just like to call him Van Wilder and just stick with that.
Douglas, Keith Baker, Andy Palmer from the Retro Gamer.
Sorry, Kim, what was that?
I said he's also known as Gregarious Gamer from Lazgate Gaming.
Okay.
There you go.
Yep. Kim, I'm going to have to ask you to speak into your microphone a little bit because I think you're using your wireless your headset mic. Maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
All right,
it was a little touch and go there. So anyway, all right.
We'll check.
We're professional.
Just a smoothly well-oiled machine we are. So we have birthdays. We've called them out. Everybody today is turning 75. I don't care what age you are. You are 75 officially. Robin, do you want to play a birthday song
Happy
to go with the birthday cake?
To you. Happy birthday to
Let's
you.
Let's go, Brandon.
Happy birthday. Insert name here.
Yeah, so Ukraine is this country, which is like a little country, and it's beside this big country, and they're called Russia, and this big country called Russia. Well, they went into the Ukraine, which is a smaller country. Thank you, Camilla. I learned so much from you this week.
What are you is this something that I missed that
yes,
I should have
did.
Paid attention
you
to?
Did. You
did he go
it.
To the pub this afternoon?
You missed it.
I think so.
No, you missed
Possibly.
It. Possibly. Yeah, I missed it.
Okay, yeah.
Anyway,
I'm assuming that was our vice president talking about the conflict between Russia and Ukraine
to
fifth graders.
She had to explain it to people, to adults. Oh. Well, what is your opinion of it? Yeah, well, Ukraine is this country, and it's a small country beside this bigger country, and this bigger country was naughty and invaded, and that's what happened. Anyway. Evening, Lord.
Hey, Lord. Real quick, let's give a shout-out to the chat, Kim. It is hopping. So let's give a shout out real fast before we move on.
Yes. What is going on this week?
I don't know. I can't hear Kim either. She's muted herself. It's fucking rookie season.
She's using the mic in her fucking glasses.
Get on, man.
Mind the finger.
Hey. Pete, how about you give a shout-out to the chat since Kim is still trying to figure out how to use her computer?
Okay, well, the user so far in the chat, Boomer, has been – he was probably here earlier than me. CP Matthew, that's Chris, isn't it?
Yes, Christopher Matthew in the house.
Lord's in there. Hardly Dan's in there, so evening Dan. And, I think that's pretty much about it, isn't it? Oh, Martin there? Martin?
General was not recognized.
Sliding in.
Apart from that,
quietly.
That's about it. But yeah, sliding into our DMs, you cheeky little girl, you.
Clever
girl. That's pretty much about it. Kim, sorted your microphone out?
Not at all. Still
She's
muted.
On mute. She's on mute. Oh, dear
Kim,
God.
Yeah.
She's this done this on purpose, isn't she?
I think we'll just go the whole show with her muted. Just
sign language, Kim.
I know that sign language. All right.
I don't know American sign language, actually. My mom's deaf and I can do sign language. But I don't know. I don't know any American sign language.
Well, Pete, I think this is the universal one right here.
Yeah.
That's all you really need to know at that point.
No, I need more.
Well, it's kind of like Groot. You know?
Oh. All right. Okay. Anyway, what is it? It's story time now.
It is story time now.
Hooray, it's story time. I'm so glad to be with you today.
Martin, how do you chat is the question he asked in the chat. I'm just going to...
question.
And Kim figured out the mute button. This is good. We're on the path to a great show.
Does my mic sound right? Because I looked and my mic should be right, so I don't know. And Skype is being really fucking weird and sluggish too. So.
Mine is as well. Yeah, mine was the same.
Yeah.
Sure. Blame the technology. I would never do such a thing.
No,
just wait till story time.
Right.
All right. Let's get into it. Story time. Kim, it's been eons since you've been on the show. I mean, like a whole 2 weeks. So what's been going on with you?
Well, you know, we had Anthony's birthday, which, by the way, I have to thank you guys for Anthony's birthday shout out. He was pretty tickled. Even my sister enjoyed it, although she thinks you're all a bunch of nutballs.
I enjoyed that. I forgot. I enjoyed that little bit earlier. That was good.
Hmm. Yeah, I bet you did. So thank you guys for that. Like I said,
I didn't get a thrill out of it or anything like that there. Kim, I just enjoyed it. I bet you did. That sounded like, wow. Robin really pleasured himself with that audio. I enjoyed it, Kim.
Which
I didn't go further than that.
It's disturbing if Robin is pleasuring himself to me singing you happy birthday, or your nephew happy birthday in particular.
I don't know how I feel about all that.
Somebody looks like they're pleasuring themselves behind Robin. What's that on your screen, Robin? They're doing some bouncing. What the hell's that?
You would
that's
not,
some like 8-bit porn.
You would not recognize that. You would not recognize the beauty
you
of that
not.
Image.
That is Master Chief. But
I was going to say it's Master Chief in 8-bit bouncing on something.
Yeah, I think he has like a goblet or something in his hands.
He's running.
Yeah, that's what you call it.
Mm, yeah.
Little goblet.
The old goblet. Anyway, all right, let's move on.
Yeah. Anyway, I finally got my outdoor Wi-Fi extender hooked up this week because the weather was nice. Believe it or not, we had like 270-degree days, which is, you know, awesome. Unfortunately, we're supposed to get snow tonight, and it's supposed to get cold again. Easy come, easy go.
The Wi-Fi extender, that is just for the camera, or is it for other devices that you want to control outdoors?
Well, other devices can use it too, but it's mainly for the security camera because, of course, I couldn't pull the Wi-Fi signal through my metal house here. So, at least not enough to make it work. So,
Kim's OnlyFan page for outdoor video starting soon.
Right. Yeah, OnlyFans. If you want to see me walking around with feed buckets, you know, feeding the critters. You know.
I bet there's an audience for that, Kim. I'm just saying now.
Right? Wi-Fi camera on a critter. We'd like to see the live feed coming from one of the horses.
Right. I got my new phone. I got my S22 Ultra, and it's
nice. All right.
It's nice. I mean, you know, I don't know. It's a phone. It works pretty good. I was lucky. I didn't get the one that there's some that complaining they had like pixels on their screen. And it looked pixelated and weird.
Yeah.
I didn't get that, so lucky there. It's a good phone. I like it so far. It's nice because the battery doesn't run down like instantly, which was a problem with my old one. I don't know. It's a phone. That's pretty much all I can say there. And last but not least, it's a new month, so we.
Ooh, porn!
Oh, yeah, right? It's calendar time, people, if I can get the damn thing off the hook. Anyway, it's March, so we have Ben and Wowie. I don't know who's who. I'm assuming Ben's the dude and Wowie's the cat, but I don't know.
Some would say the other way around.
It's your fantasy. Whatever is whatever. Go for it.
So. Wowie looks like he's got the international finger somewhere, like where he should.
Right?
Really,
so, hold it up again. Is he really holding the cat, or has that been superimposed
no,
onto him?
No, he's holding him by a finger.
I think it's a puppet.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's like a ventriloquist cat.
Right now, it's a sock puppet. You know, I don't.
Know.
So anyway, other than that, I'm glad to be back. Great. I'm telling you, even though I was only gone 2 weeks, I miss you guys. So here I am.
We have that effect on people.
Did Robin just tell me off for being crude? I can't believe you just do that.
Shut up, man.
No.
Yeah.
Jeez. No. No, you must have heard that wrong, Pete. Totally. anything else, Kim?
Good, carry on.
Okay. Well, I want to thank my neighbor for mowing their lawn right now. That's the other exciting thing that's happening. Oh my God. It's like everybody, we started the podcast and everybody's like, let's make fucking noise.
Right?
All right, Pete, what's been going on with you?
I've had quite a busy week at work. Pretty busy, to be honest. But anyway, I'm not going to talk about work.
Thank God. I mean, what?
I've my ukulele's come finally. Kira, my daughter's bought me a ukulele for Christmas, and it was right-handed, so that went back, and another right-handed one come, and we sent that off, and it took ages, but a left-handed one come, so I've got a ukulele now. So I've been playing 5 minutes a day on the ukulele, learning chords. So I've been doing that. For an eye test.
Are your fingers sore? Fingers sore with the ukulele?
Yeah, fingertips are sore, yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I'm slightly disappointed the ukulele is not being presented right now with a little demonstration.
Like, no, I want to wait till I'm good enough to... George Formby?
Yeah, George Formby song, please. Like, When I'm Cleaning Windows. I mean, you're a Yorkshire man.
I was just going to shoot for happy birthday. You know who George Formby is?
Huh?
Do you know who George Formby is, being a northern gentleman?
There was a guy that played at our wedding who's a George Formby tribute guy. Yeah, I know who he is. He's brilliant, but I'm nowhere near the talent of that guy. I've picked up four chords.
Peep,
and
peep.
What?
We know you're nowhere near the talent.
Yeah, well, I'm never even going to look at his music. That's what I meant. I've just picked up four chords to play like a pop song, so I'm doing that for now. And
I'm just giving you shit, man. You're already better than me, so hey, there's that.
There we go. And yes, I've had an eye test. My eyes are more right, apparently. He said that they're better than the average person out there.
Okay.
So I think that's all right. I've not had an eye test in nearly 12 years. And
what made you go get an eye test?
Well,
he meant to go into the bar, and he actually straight walked into the opticians.
Yeah. Shell booked in an eye test, and she booked me in at the same time. She was like, come on, you really need to get your eyes tested. So I was like, okay. So she booked me in, but she didn't tell me that because she's got glaucoma in the family that she doesn't have to pay for an eye test, whereas I do. So I turns up and it's like £35 for an eye test, and I didn't realise that because I ain't had my eyes tested in fucking 12 years, and it's £35. So I turned up. They told me that my eyesight's all right, and they stung me £35.
Now,
I don't know who the winner is in this, but anyway.
Who's the winner in this? Let's hear it.
I got somebody else to say that my eyes are all right, which I already knew. And
did they do the little puff? The puff of air and stuff.
You have to try not to blink. There was this little like machine that they got me to put my eyes up against. And they give me like a little button, and it was like an 8-bit computer game. It was like tell me when the white dot appears on the screen. So every time the white dot appears, I had to press the button, and I didn't miss one. Apparently, I did ask him. I said, how many have I missed? He says none. He says, I've got to test you again, though, because there's like another thing that we do. And I was like, all right, then. Right. And I asked him then, and I didn't miss one. I says, I'm glad that you told me, because I do play computer games, and I'm highly competitive when it comes to things like that. So I didn't miss one. I was glad.
Did you get your name on the leaderboard?
There was no leaderboards. That's another thing that I was a bit disappointed. Yeah, I'll write it in my feedback form. So there was... I had an unexpected visitor at work today. This week. It was my brother.
Oh, very
my
good.
My brother came to work. He came to work to visit and see where I work.
Your kid brother to work day.
Yeah, it was. Nice. Yeah, it really was. It was quiet at work, really, to be honest. And he phoned, and he says, "Oh, when he round the corner, he says, is this address where I'm working close to you?" And we worked it out. And yeah, he was only like 10 minutes away, so we come round, and it was quiet, thankfully. So I got to show my brother round. He didn't have much time, but I showed him round where I work, and I brought him lunch, so he got to have a two course lunch where I work. And yeah, it was nice just to show him round and introduce him to the people that I work with. And people seem really pleased to see him as well. One of the kitchen staff really fancied him. Her name is Joy. She always calls me handsome. Joy does. She calls me handsome every day. And then Mike walks in, and she was like, she was all over Mike, like a rash. She was like, wow, This is your brother. I was like, yeah. She's like, wow.
What happened to you?
Did you explain to her that he's a married man now? He's untouchable.
Well, we're both married, but she didn't give a shit.
Yeah. You know, and they always say it's the guys. I'm telling
it's
you
quiet
now.
Quiet ones. When we said it's the quiet ones. Didn't we say that, Kim?
Yeah.
I said that.
So Mike's a big fan of Joy. Or should I say, Joey's a big fan of Mike, or whatever. I don't know. They both seem pretty happy that.
For the sake of like, Mike's marriage, I think you should stick with Joy is a big fan of Mike.
No, it's fine. Okay, it's fine. I'm sure Tara trusts that he's not going to run away for too long anyway. So it was nice to have Mike come round and have lunch at work, and that's pretty much been my week. Really, I've not really been up to much else.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's transition to Mr. Recording himself, Robin Tate. What has been going on in your neck of the woods?
Well, also a busy week, and I traveled a bit this week. So I was in a beautiful part of the world, in way down the south of Ireland, in Wexford. I stayed in a hotel in a place called Enniscorthy. And I arrived at the hotel at night time. It was dark, and it was a lovely hotel, and it had a spa and all the bits and pieces. And I had all my gear. I was going to go to the gym. And then I went and thought, no, I'm too tired. I've driven 300 miles today. So I went to the bar. And I'm now grading hotels and how well they make martinis. So they failed miserably. They had to come down and ask me three times.
Three times.
What is that again? We don't have olive oil. And what?
Thank God.
What? That's a dirty martini. What? Olive oil?
You drove 300 miles.
Yeah. So
not a Valdez Exxon martini. We want a dirty martini. Yeah.
So
olive juice.
Yeah. Anyway, but it was a beautiful hotel. But I woke up the next morning and it was beside this beautiful big river. And I put a little photograph up.
Actually,
WhatsApp
Robin,
group.
Real quickly. Sorry, yeah. I'm gonna take you back to the martini. Important things we need to ask: vodka or gin martini?
This one was with gin.
Okay, all right.
So yeah,
are you boycotting Russian vodka as you should be?
Absolutely. No. But let's be serious. But this is this pointless thing. Take the vodka off the shelves. What's the point? It's been paid for.
It's already at the shelves, yeah.
Yeah, and yeah. I'm quite sure the shops that are taking it off the shelves are not pouring it down the sink. They're hiding it in their back store until it's politically correct to bring it back out again. Anyway,
yes.
Not going there again. So busy week. Didn't get a lot of gaming time, but did get some nice deliveries. Over my shoulder, if anybody's watching, I had ordered... At some stage, a Kickstarter thing, it's called it's from a company called Devoom out in Hong Kong, a Pixu. And it's a 8-bit screen. It's 64 pixels by 64 pixels. If you're watching, it's over my screen right now. You control it with your app on your phone. And right now, it's showing our live Twitch feed, showing the viewers. There's 8 viewers I can see there at this moment in time. Total views, all of that sort of stuff. You can have your YouTube feed on it, or you can have pixel art, and there's tons and tons and tons of animated GIFs and pixel art, or you can upload a photograph and it'll pixelate it and pop it up on the screen. It's very, very,
wow.
very, very cool.
Or you can have instantaneous is it to change it out?
Okay, well, let's just open the app right now, and let's go to me. So let's have a bit of Donkey Kong goodness here. And where are we? Is that it? Go on, there it is.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
How fast
does
that.
Convert, like, a picture of yourself?
I'm sure I could, yeah. Let's see if we can do that right now. I know this is not good for the audio people, so forgive me.
It's not easy if we can't.
Yeah, but, you know, it's...
Local gallery.
This is
local gallery. How do you do this?
Pretty great tool for any kind of live streamer to have in the background, I would think.
Yeah, well, it's very... Those sorts of things are usually quite expensive to do. Damn it, how is this? Oh, yeah, that. There, plus here.
And dead air, yes.
Plus,
we should fill the
camera,
dead air with something.
Camera, take a photograph, and there's turn it round.
Yeah.
Sorting his.
Oh, so no, he's literally doing this live.
Okay.
So,
and there is my final guess there. And, okay, I've just taken the photograph, and... And Is that a done? Oh, save, sorry. Save, and it's me, and done.
Oh, I missed Donkey Kong. I ain't played that for ages.
And public. Oh, sorry.
I don't think I missed Donkey Kong itself.
Okay.
I mean, I appreciate it as a retro game, but I have no desire to go back and play Donkey Kong.
Okay. No. So I go to my
local, even an itch.
I go to my local. Where's my me? Local. There's me. So I'm going to hit me. I've taken the photograph of me. So there it's there.
Okay.
And
I deeply regret having
jeez.
All right. Pixelated me. So there we go. Let's get some over the border. So yeah, so it's a lovely device. It is only about 3/4 inch thick. It comes with a really long USB-C cable, different hangers, things to hang it up. There is an audio component of it as well. So there's a little speaker kind of thing there in it as well. It'll do visualizations and all of that. So it's kind of groovy. I quite like it.
So Robin, what's the financial damage?
I think it was about £120, £124, I think. So hello, hello, is that good? Hello, yeah. So I quite like that. So yeah.
For the audio listeners again. It's microphone levels. Mm-hmm. Robin's microphone levels on the screen.
Of course, the audio listeners have figured this out because Robin was just screaming in their ears.
Sorry, so I'm very impressed with it. It's a nice piece of kit. I mean, it also runs stock ticker, and you can put in like a series of stocks that you want to keep an eye on. So that's kind of groovy. So yeah. So I'm going to go back in there. There's a can of beans. Up comes the beans. Hello there. Digitized beans.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, lovely. I like that. I highly recommend it.
Love it.
And I'm very impressed. So that was that. And I also got a nice little recording sign, which is just up above my head as well. Little box that came from China. And it has lots of little lights in it and stuff. But I always just fancy a little recording box. Now, it is bright red. It isn't showing up red really on the camera. But yeah, I quite like that too.
No, so, it's coming off pretty good. I mean, you know, it clearly denotes recording in session.
Yeah. And I had a funny other things that arrived. My battered of hell, battered of hell vinyl, just after he died. And of course, it was going to be for like 40-hour delivery. And then I got an email through to say, it was going to be June. Do you want to cancel?
Jeez.
I thought, no, I'm not bothering. It arrived as well, so arrived early. So I've got my nice little battered of hell to open up in vinyl. To.
You say that so quickly. It sounds like you're saying battered out of hell.
Yes.
And so it threw me off at first.
By Mootloaf. Yeah. It's like a
what's happened to your fiber?
Oh, shit. Okay. So, nothing. I phoned and I give them... So, yeah, nothing. I phoned on Tuesday to say what's going on. Oh, yeah, okay, I see that. The problem is because there was a technical issue at the post just outside my lane. But now there was a post...
Oh, yes, somebody
But there was a post three posts down destroyed completely. So there's two issues. There was my technical issue and then the cable being destroyed. The cable has still not been replaced. So I phoned on Tuesday. Oh, we'll come back to you. And I phoned on Friday afternoon. Okay, I see that. We'll come back to you. So I'm going to give them tomorrow and then I'm going to go bananas on Tuesday. So we're still on 4G, which is a pain in the ass.
Can you record the call?
Well, other people are. Kim's recording it and I'm recording it. So
no, I mean record the call that when you got bananas on the phone. So.
Yes, we would like to hear this, Robin.
I say bananas, but I don't really get bananas. I mean, as strong as I get is, it's not your fault. I'm not blaming you, but somebody's supposed to phone me back. It's not your fault.
So you don't swear or anything like that? You don't get mad?
No, I don't really.
No. Oh, don't you?
Not that. No, I don't. Don't lose it.
I can't do anything like that.
I did finish the book.
He kills him with nicety.
I did finish the book, Mind Bullet, this week, the audio book, which was really, really good. I highly recommend it. Good, good book. And it's a nice part of a universe, and that's good. And R.C. Bray, and the outtakes at the end are just super duper. You know, I just love that R.C. Bray making a film of himself. And for those that don't know, the new season of Picard, season 2, has just been released on Amazon. I've watched the first half hour of it there as it came out, and it started really, really well. I mean, 7 of 9's in it, so I mean, what more can you want, really? you know. Yeah. So it started quite interesting. So I'm looking forward to watching some more Picard. And yeah, so not a busy week ahead. Yeah, I'm looking forward to stuff. I keep on checking my mail every 2 minutes to see if there's an email from Steam about the Steam Dicks. And I haven't had a Steam Dick email yet, so I'm looking forward to that. Mark pointed out this.
I bet you don't see anything until the end of March.
What year? Mark pointed out this fantastic little, we'll maybe talk about it in a wee while. We need another segment to talk about gaming and stuff like this.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Yeah, so this was an Xbox Series S with a screen built onto it, which is a very kind of cool thing.
Ah.
But you have to buy the Series S, and then the screen's about, I don't know, is it $200 as well, somewhere around there?
But, 250, yeah.
And then like, probably a carry case is £50. It's an expensive way, but it's pretty cool. You know, if Steam Deck wasn't a thing, that might have been an option. But Steam...
You know, the first thing that really got to me, though, about that was, with it being an LCD screen, that was the heat that an Xbox Series S produces. Like, my Xbox Series S goes so, so hot, even if I've been playing it for, like, 30 minutes.
Okay.
And when you fold down that screen on top of that Xbox, it's going to fry the screen.
Oh, okay.
So I think that's going to be some...
I would like to think they worked this out prior to manufacturing it.
I don't know.
Especially since they made it specifically for this. But, I mean, maybe the caveat is that you're not going to fold the screen down with the Series S running.
That was my thought, yes.
Yeah. No, but even afterwards, it's so hot. Like, it's hot to touch. It really is hot to touch. And that was the first thing that I saw when I seen the image of the screen folded down on top of the Xbox, especially when they say that it's going to be something that you could travel around with as long as you've got, like, an extra electricity point to plug the TV screen in. You imagine it, a hotel. You buy it, and then you're going to do whatever. You've got to shut it down and... that was my first thought. That screen's going to get fried, but who knows?
Hey, I mean, it's out in the wild now, I believe. So,
oh, it's actually out.
I think it is.
Mm.
Oh, shit.
Or at least I know. I think it's been in preview, if nothing else. I know I've seen a few different influencers that have had it.
Wow.
I've been talking about it. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how that goes. I mean... Obviously, that coupled with the S is the perfect setup for small apartment. You don't have much room. I don't know.
Are we influencers?
Amongst ourselves, Robin. Amongst ourselves. That's about it.
Yeah. I mean, I know Christopher Matthew played a game because of something he heard me saying last week. So, that works. We get a commission, even though it came from
Consider yourself an influencer.
Yeah, I suppose so.
There you go.
Have influenced
Christopher. Anything else, Robin?
Don't think so.
No.
Okay.
All right.
Put a Stargate up. Another Stargate, another one, a roller one today. I washed my car and Judith's car yesterday. We had a lovely day on the beach yesterday. It was very nice, cold. The same beach you were on, but we walked right up it.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, not just good. Nice. Right. Got a funeral to go to tomorrow. Everybody has sex at funerals, so that's good.
Interesting take on that, Robin. Okay, sure enough. So I'll remember that.
Okay. Right?
Let's see. For me, work was pretty hectic, so it kept me from being able to play too much games. But I have a whole bunch of stuff. On the purchasing front, I should say. So I had to buy Cindy a new computer because... She was opening up her screen and I noticed the case was now coming apart where like the beveled edge was on her computer. And her computer is actually pretty old. It still has an older hard drive, mechanical hard drive. So I was just kind of like, you know what? We have a bunch of points that we got from our Costco Visa card, or they basically just, everything we spend money on, we get some points back. So I just went and bought her a new computer. And so set that all up. It's a Windows 11 SSD Pavilion laptop. I'm jealous now. I have a laptop for work. It does just fine. It's got an SSD inside of it too. So, I mean, I have the speed of it. But I kind of dig. And I hear
new
an echo again.
New and shiny. Yeah. Nothing like
why the
shiny.
Echo? Robin, what did you do?
I didn't do anything, love.
Okay. I don't know. I heard the echo for a second. Anyway, so computer setup was super easy. I decided, though, because I was trying to figure out the best way to transfer her. She had a bunch of files she wanted transferred off her old laptop onto the new one. And I was looking up, and I was seeing, like, all these different connecting cables. And I know I can use, like, a USB stick, but all the USB sticks I have are freaking tiny. They're like, you know, a 16-gig stick that I got free at some trade show. That's going to take me forever to transfer stuff off. So I looked up on Amazon, and I found it's a 120-gig portable SSD. So it has up to 400 megabytes high speed through, USB-C. So I was like, done. And it was like $40. No, not even that, $32. So I picked that up, and that did the job fine. All one fell swoop, just loaded everything up onto it and then transferred it over to her computer. And it made my life 1,000 times easier. Then I bought a new audio video receiver for the house.
You did? You scratched out? You devil, you?
Yeah, I had an old Yamaha home theater system that was, you know, it had like one 4K input.
Two wheels, and handlebars.
Exactly. So I was like, you know what? Let's pick something up new. So while I was at Costco, I saw they had a Denon receiver there. It was like $600. It's a very
right.
Low end range, but it has all of its inputs are for 4K or 8K. So I was like, okay, this is gonna be a nice easy step into future proof. So picked that up, have that set up. Spent the day yesterday redoing all of the stupid remotes and inputs and getting it all squared away and set up. Cross fingers, everything is working as it should. And picture looks lovely. It actually does, I think, a better job of upscaling even than the Xbox does. So I was kind of pleased with that. And then 2 weeks back, I actually forgot to share this. I bought myself a smartwatch. Don't be fooled. It does not make you smarter.
Damn it.
I know. That's what I said. Hmm. But no, I picked up a Galaxy 4 smartwatch. It's actually pretty cool because, like, at the gym, if you just start running, or it has a couple different exercises that it will just automatically start tracking. So I start running, it just starts to track the fact that I'm running. It also has a bunch of different workouts, so you could like bench press, deadlifts, that kind of thing, to where it tracks your, you know, I'm assuming it uses kind of like GPS tracking gyroscope that when you go down with your arm, it tracks the movement exercise. No, Kim, stop. Anyway. But the great part is I also can answer phone calls on my wristwatch.
Wow.
So,
well, aren't you Dick Tracy?
This is Dick Tracy era, yes. This is what I made this comment a few weeks back. And it marvels me that we have devices now like this in real life when it used to be in comic books. Let's see. So setting up, by the way, the AVR receiver, I actually had an absolute bit of a meltdown at one point because we have a TiVo box and I was trying to get that to set up with the Denon receiver and it was working fine. And then I don't know what the hell I did somewhere along the line, but I flipped a switch somewhere and then suddenly it wasn't controlling the audio the way it should. And it took me like an hour and a half to figure out what the hell I did to get it back to where it should be, but it's back. It's back to normal, I think.
So what'd you do? You figured that out?
So ultimately, I had to reboot the TiVo controller, which was a weird thing because I didn't think I would ever have to do that, but I had to do that in order for it to pair properly with the TiVo box again.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't pairing properly prior to that. I don't know why. Still don't know why, but it's now working properly. I watched and binged all the way through the entire season of Reacher. Mm. On Amazon Prime.
I've seen your points, yeah.
Yeah, six episodes through, I loved Reacher. I mean, it was how Reacher should be.
Yep.
He, you know, big, burly. He comes with a level of violence that is awesome. And so when he is beating the crap out of people, it is brutal but authentic. And then around like 1.5 episodes left, they do this kind of weird pivot into what I call the Murder, She Wrote kind of television series, where suddenly they're kind of explaining everything, and the bad guys are, you know, giving you a moment to talk things through.
Oh, yeah,
and,
their plot, their story,
their
plans.
And it was just like, it was so disappointing because up and through that moment, I was like, man, this really is good. And then they just had this weird kind of wrap up to it that just felt like every kind of normal TV, you know, crime drama sitcom type thing you ever saw where, you know, they just neatly tie it up into a bow. And of course he knew everything all along type thing. And yeah.
But it was okay. It was all right.
It was okay.
Yeah, it wasn't the best thing ever, but it started off pretty well.
Six episodes through, this is by far one of the best new series to hit the Amazon Prime series, you know, offering. And then that last episode and a half, it was kind of like, this is the most predictable thing, and but okay.
It's still going to be better than Tom Cruise. So, I mean, you know.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. I'd recommend watching it, but definitely set your expectations properly. It will be good. It's not going to be great by the end of the series. And so that was that. Mm-hmm. And that's my week. Pretty much beyond that, it's been a ton of work. But that's okay. That's a good problem to have. So let's transition over to some gaming.
Really? Gaming?
Can we do that now?
Play the game, boy. You gotta learn to play it right.
Cool. That was game stuff.
That was game stuff. By the way, we did have a nice little tidbit tip from Christopher Matthew. It explains also, by the way, why I have so much malware on my computers. He said, never use trade show USB drives because likelihood of them having malware on them, very high. Damn it. Where was he like for the past 10 years of my life? Kim, real quickly, it's the start of the new month, and we've got games to talk about.
We do indeed. We do indeed. Alrighty, your games with gold for March are Aerial Knight, which is actually a game from last month, but it's still available to the 15th. So Aerial Knight's Never Yield, which is available to the 15th. The Flame and the Flood, which is available now to the end of the month. Street Power Soccer, which I don't know why I tried to garble that, whatever. But it's available the 16th to April 15th. Sacred 2 Fallen Angel, which is available now to the 15th. And then SpongeBob's Truth or Square, which is available the 16th through the 31st. PlayStation Plus for March, we have GTA Online for PS5. That's a bonus game, apparently. Ghost Runner for the PS5 as well. Ghost of Tsushima Legends, which I'm a little disappointed because I actually thought this was the main game, but no, it isn't. It's the online component, apparently. So it's available for the PS5 and PS4. At least that's what I took it as. It's not the main game, it's just the online component of it.
It's a bonus segment of the game.
Right. So there's that. Ark Survival Evolved for the PS4 and Team Sonic Racing for the PS4 as well. Your Amazon Prime games for March. We have Madden NFL 22, Steam World Quest, Hand of Gilgamesh, Surviving Mars, Crypto Against All Odds, Look Inside, Pester Quest, which I had to read twice because I wasn't sure if Robin had been here or not. I expected something else to be there. Anyway, The Stillness of the Wind. And for Stadia Pro, which is apparently still a thing, even though that says February, I apparently didn't change it. Dawn of Monsters, Adam Wolf, Race with Ryan Road Trip Deluxe Edition. Boy, that one's a hard one to say. Darkwood and Darksiders Genesis. And then we have, for your Epic Games, we have Black Widow Recharge, which is good till the 10th. Centipede Recharge, apparently we're all recharging things, which is also good till the 10th. And Dauntless Epic Slayer Kit, which is also good till the 10th. So there you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I guess now we can talk about what we've been playing, because I know everybody's been playing tons of games this past week. We just covered all of that. I mean, we've got tons and tons to talk about. Kim, you probably played more games than I think any of us.
I doubt it. Could be wrong. Maybe. I've played a few.
Start with you. Why not?
All right. If you want to. Well, I've played some Forza Horizon 5. As a matter of fact, I played some of that this afternoon with Boomer, and I've played it without Boomer. I've now got, 86 cars now, which is a lot for me. So it's been fun, you know, going off. I do a lot of the ramp jumps and stuff like that, so I don't know. I played some Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare with Anthony. So
can't keep up.
That's been fun, and I hear an echo. It's annoying.
I know. It's like a random echo just pops up every now and then.
I know, right? And it really throws me off.
It's because Robin's watching porn.
That explains so much.
Yeah.
And also with Anthony, I played a little Cold War, which, for God's sakes, and people with children will understand this. I swear to God, my patient runs out. He was on a mission where you have to be stealthy and quick, and apparently Anthony is neither of those. So, and the entire time we were playing it, he kept complaining the screen was too dark. Oh, it was just nuts. So, anyway, I helped him with it, and then at the end of the mission, the guy ends up catching him anyway and knocking him on the back of the head, and I'm like, what was the point? So I played a little of that with him, and I played some Peggle 2 on my phone with Game Pass through the cloud streaming thing, and it actually worked out really well. I was surprised.
That's a perfect use case scenario right there.
Right? The only thing is, and I'm excited for the Steam Deck for that, is that I'm a little worried about playing games like that on my phone, because, of course, that's going to suck your battery down. So, right. Yeah. Anyway, that's what I did last week.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Pete.
I've just been playing Cuphead.
Huh.
That's it.
Just been playing Cuphead. Just Cuphead.
There's I've not had time to play video games, like you said, this week. There's not many people played them. I was going to try and jump on Halo. Something cropped up, so I couldn't jump on with anybody this Wednesday, if anybody did jump on. But, yeah, Cuphead. There's this boss that we're trying to beat. It's I think it's Grim Matchstick, the stage, and it's like this three-headed dragon, and you fight one head through the first three quarters of the stage, and then afterwards you fight all three, and oh, man, it's just so difficult. Maybe I've been playing it with my son Leo. So maybe with like a more experienced gamer, it might be a little bit easier. But geez, oh, it's hard work, man. That game's so unforgiving. It's unreal.
Isn't there a TV series cartoon thing coming out on it now as well?
It just came out on Netflix.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we fired it up on Netflix last week. Yeah, and my son says, "Oh, what's this?" And apparently, he's watched it all already. So, he said it was pretty good. Not for me, personally, but yeah. So, Cuphead, that's all. That's me. I've not played any video games. I just wanted to turn up for the crack.
Yeah, look, you know, this is the reason why we give the crack out. Come back, you know, the first couple doses are free, man.
There you go.
Yeah.
I just want to turn up for the laugh.
It's a beautiful game, and I managed, I don't know, the first six or seven or eight levels, and then it just gets difficult.
So I love the game, but I'm terrible at it. So
I will just say this. I don't actually love the game. I love the art style. The game to me is frustrating, and I'm not a side-scrolling person anyway, so it just is not something I enjoy playing. But the art style in that game is just hands down. It makes you want to play it, and then you get angry because it's so freaking hard. But more power to you, Pete. I hope you do beat the boss. I hope you get past it.
We spent like 2.5 hours on it, I think. It was really frustrating. But there we go.
If only you could avoid those bosses and go somewhere else. We'll talk about something like that later. all right, Robin.
Yeah.
What about you, Robin? What's been going on?
Mass Effect 3, again, I got some time with it, and back into the Citadel DLC, which is really, really quite funny. It's so out of character for Mass Effect that they're making jokes with each other. The whole team are cracking off each other. They have a party. You have to go out and buy party stuff. They all party together. They get drunk. The Prothean guy ends up lying on the bathroom floor in the morning, drunk as a hangover. It's kind of groovy. So I've thoroughly enjoyed that. That was good fun. And the other thing, again, I finished off, I don't think it's finished it last week, but I'd finished off The Artful Escape, which was really good. I don't know if I mentioned it. I know Chris is playing it right now, and if you haven't played The Artful Escape, please do, because it's such a beautiful little game, and it's very, very funky. And
this is the one where you play the guitar.
Yeah, you're a funky guitar man.
Right.
I'm going to bring it back up onto the screen here now. There we are. So, yeah, Weird Creatures. I'm going to jump forward. Weird Creatures, great music, great soundtrack, lots and lots of fun. A bit very, very off the wall. The creatures are like, what? But, yeah, it is like a rhythm game where you play different sequences like Guitar Hero or something like that with your controller at certain points to beat a boss. You don't really beat a boss. You don't really die unless you fall off the map. But, yeah, some funny moments in it and some very weird moments, but at the same time, just beautiful to look at. And once you start playing it, you can't really put it down. So, I thoroughly recommend it. Yeah, absolutely. Chris, as you said, it's a total acid trip. I kind of think I think I said this before, if you were high, not that I do that sort of thing, but if you were high, this here would probably bring you to a different level again. So it's very, 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 very cool. So I've enjoyed that. And that's me, just been busy.
All right.
But you've got the biggies, don't you? You have the biggies.
Well, yeah. I mean, nothing can like the Artful Acid Trip.
Hmm.
Again, that little echo.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. We'll see.
I could be.
Hopefully, it goes away.
No, I'll tell you what. So, I'll think about it probably is the extra the NDI stuff on my bandwidth, because it's probably more bandwidth. I think that's why I stopped using it in the past. But we live in hope of a bigger pipe.
Every day.
Every day. I can't hear you. Nope.
That would probably be my fault, actually.
Jeez, you're
this
such
would be
a rookie.
My fault.
You're just nervous.
But I know how to unmute
Chris
myself.
Chris is in here.
I'm like,
no, you're nervous okay. Because Chris is in the chat. That's what it is.
I know. Cyberpunk. I know I sound like a broken record. I freaking love this game. This game just continues to just be a blast to play. So I fired it up, and one of the great things is actually now with my new setup, I had the HDR working properly, so it looks even better. And I was on my way to a story mission, and as I'm walking along the street, I hear some gunfire popping off, and you'll have these encounters, these random things happening in the game. And I was debating whether I was going to engage them or not. And suddenly I hear this just gigantic explosion. It scared the shit out of me because I had my headphones on. It was late at night, but I had them cranked up a little bit high. And so it threw me. And I was just like, okay, no, I am going in. And so I round the corner, and it's two gang factions are fighting one another. And I mean, I'm just sitting there watching it for a little bit. And then I jump into the foray, and it actually made it easier for me to kill off the gang because half of them killed one another. But just love those moments. And then I just got into the story mission itself. And again, this game, the story, I don't understand why it didn't get more. It's probably because of, I guess, all the problems it had at launch, right? But the story in this game is just, it's rock solid. It is well voice acted. It is, it's deep. It's not just kind of surface level bad guy, kill him type stuff. And I just am, every time I get into these like meaningful story moments within the game, I just kind of am just impressed. And what I like is the campaign cutscenes, they're not overly long. They might be, about 5 minutes long or so, and then you're just right back into it. But they also intertwine those kind of story elements within gameplay as well. So it just feels immersive. The latest updates are, they're nice because they certainly are working great on the new machines. Cyberpunk 2077, I just legitimately, this should have been Game of the Year last year, obviously, if it had released properly. With the kind of re-release of it, I would say this would be my Game of the Year this year. I'm not going to double count it, mind you, but... I just have, it has just really engrossed me into it and very much enjoying it. And again, Keanu Reeves, who I'm not the biggest fan of, he's been really good in this. He is
really?
His character.
How can you not
is,
be a fan of Keanu Reeves?
Yeah. What's wrong with you?
Because he's a fucking moron. But that's beside the point.
Why is he a moron?
I like
nice
him in John
guy.
Wick. I do like him in John Wick.
He's a nice guy.
I didn't like him so much as was Johnny Bravo. Was that was he who he was in was the President's movie where he oh God. Somebody in the chat should know. Keanu Reeves' past movies where he was a surfer boy recruited by the FBI.
Oh, Point Break.
Point Break.
There
Jesus, one of my favorite Johnny movies. Bravo. Jesus, I take the skin off chicken.
Yes.
I had that on the other weekend. That's a brilliant movie.
Yeah,
let's not go too far. Anyway,
God, no,
better than the remake.
Oh, they remade it.
Yeah,
they remade it. Yeah,
shame.
It's terrible.
That's shameful. That
we
is shameful.
Are the dead presidents.
Anyway, Cyberpunk 2077. This is like it should be a must play, especially if you are either on PC or next gen systems. Maybe if you're on the old gen system, still hold off. But there's no excuse for the newer systems. And then just lastly, I didn't play any Elden Ring this week, but dear God, the craze around this game is insane right now. I mean, my Twitter feed is just nothing but Elden Ring.
Right.
And I know Mark has been thoroughly enjoying it. I mean, a number of people within our community are thoroughly enjoying it. It is tempting me like there's no tomorrow. But I know if I go into it, I got to be committed.
Johnny Utah.
So I'm kind of holding off.
Thanks,
want to finish Cyberpunk, and then I'll move into Elden Ring. Yeah. That's the plan.
That's not the way you were talking.
Johnny Utah. Thank you, Boomer.
I thought the way you were talking, you were playing this. I thought you were at it.
No. So I have played the opening tutorial. I really liked what I played. It absolutely, when you emerge into the real world, it straight up, if you will see an enemy and you'll think, oh, I just came out of the tutorial. The sea enemies. They should be easy.
It's like those little creatures in the sea. Like they suck you. You put your finger in it and it sucks it in. Like we weird things. The sea enemy.
Yes, the sea enemy. You go over to that sea enemy and he kicks your ass and reminds you you are playing a From Software game. And the beauty of it, though, and this is where I think most people are enjoying this game more than they maybe have other Dark Souls games, is that there's not a critical path to this game. So if you see a huge enemy that you cannot beat,
another sea enemy,
go fight him. Go see another enemy. Go see a different sea enemy. Maybe find yourself a squid.
Here's that six squid I owe you.
I might pick it up whenever it goes on sale.
Nah,
I don't know. It's an RPG, and I think I'd like it, but it also is going to kick my ass. So,
yeah. I mean, the friendliness of this game is not in the enemies, because they are difficult still.
Right.
But it is in your freedom to avoid them. In previous Dark Souls games, you really don't get that. You don't have that ability to kind of skirt around them if you want to. You're kind of on a path.
Right.
Here, it's just this massive world that you can just go adventure. And it's funny because I went to the right, got my ass kicked, went back to the left, saw something massive that I knew would for sure kick my ass. But right up the middle, I wandered up the middle and I found a nice little...
right up the kazoo.
Right at the kazoo. Just go right up the kazoo. That's the play. Up the kazoo. Found a traveling shopkeeper. I know that's a place I can go in the future for kind of some upgrade stuff. So, it's calling me. It's sitting on my hard drive. I see it every freaking time I start up my Xbox. But I'm staying true to Cyberpunk.
Okay.
Staying true.
Good luck.
But yeah, so that is it for the games that I have played.
Well, that's brilliant.
Real quickly, Robin,
yeah.
Pete, either of you have any desire to play Elden Ring?
No. I bought Cyberpunk. That's when I finish off my last extravaganza with Mass Effect, I'm going to start Cyberpunk. Yeah.
Okay.
But no Elden Ring. No, I'd rather stab myself with Pete's beard.
I hear you.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to try Cyberpunk as well, but yeah, I've got to. I'm not going to play Halo anymore. That's it. I'm done with it.
Mongoose. So,
except for multiplayer. Multiplayer with us.
No, I'll play multiplayer. But Cyberpunk is probably one of the games next on the list I need to play.
Yeah.
I've got this urge again to play Assassin's Creed. Like Valhalla, like to start it all over again.
Is it because you're watching the Valhalla Vikings show?
Not yet, but I've seen it, like advertised, and people keep talking about it. And they've not seen the first series, though, which is really disappointing. Sorry, the first original Vikings TV series. I don't know. There's a lot going on in there. There's Peaky Blinders as well that's on the television at the minute, and I've not seen any of that at the moment. Yeah. I don't know. I'm just struggling with time. So.
Okay.
It's
the weirdest thing. As we get older, of course, we can afford gaming more. We're able to spend the money and have it at our fingertips, and yet our time is so much more limited.
Right. Well, the availability as well, the amount of games that you can play for your money, you know, it doesn't really cost much, does it, for Game Pass and... You know, to buy an Xbox Series S, you could buy one for £250, and you can get a plethora of games. But it is literally the time, isn't it, to play it all?
Yeah, Martin, by the way, in chat said Cyberpunk is coming to Game Pass.
Really?
I don't know if that was confirmed. No. I know that they have a trial. I believe a 5-hour trial, so you could dip your toes in. And I know that's how Steve Conker actually kind of got hooked into Cyberpunk. He did the trial. He really liked what he played, and so he's going to end up getting it. So maybe that's what he's referring to. I don't know for sure. But I haven't seen that confirmed for the full game.
And I didn't buy Cyberpunk. I got a gift to me, so I, you know.
Well,
I,
Kim, look, would you please buy Cyberpunk so everybody else will get it on Game Pass?
I already have it, so.
All right, okay, all right.
Buy it again.
Yeah. Double dip, Kim. Come on, for the sake of the community. I think that does it for games then. Let's get into some news. We have just a couple news stories. It's a pretty light week.
Here is the fucking news.
All right, so first thing, this is what I thought this was actually already here, but according to Windows Central, they were in a developer Q&A with somebody from the Microsoft team, and they said they're adding keyboard and mouse support for Microsoft's Xbox Cloud service. So basically, most games on the Xbox Cloud service only can use gamepad. And so I guess the platform team, according to this, is working on this. I know I can't give a date because it's the platform team. I don't know their dates, but it's coming. He said, I'm hoping it'll be done by June or so. So that'll be interesting. So that'll be full keyboard support into xCloud Gaming or Xbox Cloud Gaming. That opens the door to a lot of kind of PC-based games coming to the service.
Okay.
Which you have on the PC side now.
Oh, okay. Okay. Now I get it. All right. Fair enough.
Yeah. You know, the RTSs of the world. So Age of Empires 4, I would very much want to play with a keyboard and mouse. I would not want to try and play that with a gamepad.
Hmm.
Just saying. And then this next news story, this is, Robin, we kind of talked a little bit about this at the very beginning of the show, but a number of companies have come forward with some initiatives around Russia right now. So Nintendo suspended their digital sales in Russia. Also within this group of organizations, EA halted all sales of game content in Russia and Belarus. Which is the first time I've really seen Belarus being included. It was always just Russia, but Belarus, I guess, because they have joined the fray on the side of Russia, are now getting hit with some sanctions from the private sector, if you will. EA also removing the Russian teams from FIFA and NHL games. CD Projekt Red will no longer sell games in Russia or Belarus. And then 2 days after Ukraine's Vice Prime Minister called on Sony and Microsoft to suspend Russian gaming accounts, It seems that the two companies are taking action. According to Eurogamer, Sony appears to have pulled releases of all its first-party titles, Gran Turismo 7 from the nation, and then Microsoft took what they said is more drastic action, announcing that it's suspending all new sales of Microsoft products and services in Russia. And I'm of two minds on this, right? Because obviously, taking games away from Russia and in particular Vladimir Putin is not going to change anything. But my hope is, and I guess the hope is from all of these different organizations that are doing these moves, is that maybe, just maybe, enough public backlash can happen within Russia to somehow either persuade Putin to stop and just pull back, or, best case scenario, actually overthrow Putin. But I don't see that happening. Certainly, I could – look, it's a shitty situation. It's horrible. My heart goes out to the people of Ukraine because, I mean, I cannot imagine being in that situation. The most interesting thing, I think, for me in this scenario is trying to understand what the end game is, because by all accounts, every expert out there said there's no way Russia can actually hold on to Ukraine. They would need to have 500,000 plus soldiers stationed in Ukraine just to keep that country. And so the question is, is he just trying to beat them over the head enough to where they finally give in and say, enough is enough, we'll come back into the fold? That's my guess. I'm all for it. If these companies want to do these things, even if they're quote unquote token gestures, let's have it.
Yeah. I can't imagine somebody in the middle of Kiev right now is terribly worried that they can't fucking play FIFA.
I fucking agree with you. It really pisses me off.
I tell you what we do right now. Let's all go to Facebook and put a Ukraine flag on our Facebook page. That'll fucking show them.
Yeah.
The important thing is you need to have that in your martini.
Yeah.
That's why I had gin.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm not being hard about it, but it is fucking crazy. I mean, we are so fucking soft. What was it? They were, if you're transgender or gay or whatever right now from that community, I'm sorry. You have great stuff. I hope your life's fine. But to go out and be worried about those people publicly in Ukraine, where they're going to suffer, and to go out and make a big press conference about this, it's fucking crazy. We are all so fucking soft. The people that are gathering kids and bags and trying to rush. Okay, so one of the cities there, Vadker. There's a company called Hit. Damn it, I forgot their second part of their name. Hit Strike. I think it's Hit Strike. And they're a big refrigeration company, and we, our parent company buys, when you go into the supermarket, there's the fridges that have all the cheese and the milk, they're really, really big dairy walls, right. We call them, they're big, and that ours, that side of the company that owns us does that stuff. Anyway, I was supposed to have the meeting when I was away down country this week, one of the directors of that company was supposed to be meeting me there, but he was busy trying to track down 8 lorry loads of these big massive fridges, which are on order for customers, I suppose, of ours, of overall group, that are coming from that city, which is on the right hand side of Ukraine, and it's kind of disappeared and the factory couldn't be contacted. And at my meeting on Friday morning, when their representative was there, says, well, how is Gary getting on tracking this stuff down? Is there any joy? He says, yeah, he got speaking to his contact. He was at the Polish border with his family trying to get out of the country. So the factory's gone and all that shit. So all this stuff about fucking vodka and FIFA, good stuff. Yous are doing something, right? But how lucky we are. I mean, you watch those TV, that stuff, I don't want to be political here, but you're watching those people and they're well-dressed, they have nice clothes, nice bags, they're normal European, Western people that are coming out of those countries, and you see them in their nice clothes crawling along the ground at the most base level of humanity that they're being shot at and bombed, and their life is just like ours right at this moment, and has turned to shit in a week and a half. And it is just that man. I'm sorry, I hate to want someone dead, but the only way you can stop this right now is the people internally in Russia to find out what's really going on and cut the head off that snake. Sorry. No.
Sydney calls for sending a sniper every day.
She's and like, send me your send Russian vodka, please. Send me your Russian vodka, okay? I'll get rid of it for you.
Properly. Mm-hmm. Yes.
It
is a tough situation.
Sorry, I ran.
And no, it's okay. You know, I mean, I think we all have thoughts on this. And obviously, this is one of those tough things where, as individuals, there's only so much we can do. And obviously, the government's really, you know, we hope are ultimately going to either step up and do something meaningful or not.
I mean, I was listening to Joe at the State of the Union address, and he's right on it there. He's got his finger on the pulse. He knows exactly what's happening.
Oh, we don't want to go there. Anyway, Pete, any thoughts real quickly? I see your face. I know it's a tough situation. We'll kind of curtail it.
I've kind of been watching and reading as much as I do read the news this week, and you know over that period of when Putin decided to invade Ukraine, and I'm utterly shocked about how or what the response is, you know, and I'm with Robin with all of these small things that happen. I get it, but it's almost like everybody's jumping on the bandwagon just to show some type of to pay homages to what's going on, but it's not really doing anything, is it, to Ukraine and what the situation of what they're going through. And I feel utterly I feel so sorry for those folk. And I wish I could even go out there and make a difference myself. That's how utterly gutted I am for those folk. Even you've got the boxer Usyk, what's his name? Is it Vladimir Usyk? And it, you know, he's a world champion boxer. Last year in September, he's knocked out the biggest champion in England. What's his name? Anthony Joshua.
And I don't know. He's boxing,
on top of the world. And this guy has given up everything. He's just signed up to the military, and he's prepared to give his life for his country. And those are the type of people I admire. And you know, I'm not all for war, but I'm a big believer in defending your own, and that's what that guy's done. And I wish I could do something to help him, but you know, if I did something on the bandwagon of like all of these guys, you know, I'd just like clapping the ambassador at whatever meeting it was when Biden announced it, to clap at the Ukrainian ambassador.
Let's do this together with our hands. Those burn pits.
Absolutely infuriated me. I was like, what is that?
Well, I'll tell you what you can do right now. In the UK right now, okay, you can go into your cupboard right now and you can take out the towels that you have. You can take out the stuff there that's extra, the clothes and bits and pieces from your kids, and take it to a drop-in centre. And they'll get it out to Poland right now, and they'll get it for those refugees.
Is that right?
That's right now. Yeah. In Ballymena, there was a lorry load going out yesterday, and they were looking for volunteers. So we cleared out towels, we cleared out available kids' clothes, and we brought stuff there. So there's stuff you can do right now for those people that are coming across the border.
Maybe you need to stick that link on somewhere where people can see it then, because all I've seen is just complete misery. And I just hate all of this going on, and it's making my piss boil, all of this shit. But anyway, there we go.
I'm so glad I brought it up.
Way to go!
No, I mean, look, it is dominating conversation, and so there's that. Also, I want to say, you know, on a gaming related note, the developers of Stalker 2 actually are based in Ukraine, so they've suspended the game. Its development as they're trying to find safety. So you just hope. Obviously, we're all hoping for the best. We want to do more, obviously. By the way, the link that Robin will supply in terms of where
it's
you can
a
do
link,
these donations.
It's not like there's any of, generally most of those, any of those charities, Oxfam, all of those places, they're all running stuff.
No, you're right. By the way, there is, by the way, an asterisk at the bottom of that, though, in terms of what to send. They did say, please, no beans.
or donuts.
Oh God, that was disgusting. I saw that and I had to share that.
Oof.
Stuffing beans inside of a chocolate. It wasn't even an eclair. It was just like a chocolate donut anyway.
Did you not have that? Was that? I thought it was you. You were.
No, I did not eat that. No way would I eat that.
It was almost up there with a banana.
I saw it and I instantly had to share it.
But at the same time, I do feel sorry for the Russians that are trying to get out of the country and are queuing up on the Finnish border, like edging to get out of it because they're just absolutely sick to death of all of the corruption and whatever that they're living in. And I do feel sorry for them as well. As much as they're like completely out of that war zone, they're kind of still like a victim of it to a degree.
Well, yeah,
you know, they're saying. Enough's enough. But I feel sorry. That's their only way out.
You bring up an important thing, Pete, and Kim, I'll give you last say on this, and then we'll kind of wrap it up. But one real quick note is that, you know, it's important to know, you know, this is not the Russians' people's will. No. You know, so understand that. Don't just start hating on people because they are Russian. This is governments at play. For lack of a better way to put it. So let's just hope this is not a history repeats itself kind of situation, because I will just say this oddly feels very similar to what happened in some respects to with Nazi Germany back in the day.
You remember that well.
Yes, I do. I was just a wee.
You were 12, weren't you, when
totally.
That started?
12. Yeah. I hate you both. Kim... Last word. Anything you want to add to this this very uplifting conversation?
Martin, don't send American beans.
Well played.
Oh yeah. No, I'm kind of the same thing. I feel bad. You know, it's like the other night on the news, they popped up that, you know, hockey teams, Russian players on hockey teams, they're now requesting extra security because they're worried about being attacked, even though. They have nothing to do with what's going on over there. So that's, you know, it's just very nuts.
We had friends of ours had their car vandalized. Their Russian family.
What? Sorry?
Friends of ours. They had a car vandalized. Their Russian family.
It's nuts.
They're not a rich Russian family. I mean, they don't have billions in the bank from oil. They're a hardworking bakery company family.
Just a medium-sized yacht off the coast, not a large one.
Yep. A bit like myself. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, as Boff put in the chat, you know, feeling bad for all the streamers out there too, because I mean, you know, everybody's lives are being disrupted by this if they live over there,
right?
And you just, I mean, it's hard for me to imagine a situation like that. We've never had to live in, and I think we're
soft.
Knock on wood, a big enough country that it is difficult. To ever imagine that happening in our lifetimes, but hopefully it does not. But yeah, I think the appetite for war, I hate to say it that way, but obviously we don't have one. And that's why I think, you know, the NATO countries have kind of taken this, you know, we'll help you to a degree, but not fully commit to stopping this.
Crazy. It's all right. It's all crazy.
Let's just hope it doesn't go further than where it is already. All right. Let's talk about some new releases.
Oh, is that me?
Yeah, are you not muted this time, Kim?
I hope not. anyway, your new releases for March 6th through the 12th are, let me work on my screen here and bring it up a little better. We have RPG Time, The Legend of Wright, Xbox Series X and S, Xbox One, PC, iOS, and Android on March 9th, Ashwalkers for the Switch on March 10th, Aztec Forgotten Gods for the PlayStation 5, the Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC on March 10th as well. We have Chocobo GP for the Switch on March 10th. Submerged. I don't know. Does anybody remember the original Submerged?
Yeah,
I know I did because I got a key for it.
Yeah, it was a bit quirky, but it was all right.
Yeah.
Well, apparently it's
a way of putting it.
It's a got a sequel, Submerged Hidden Depths, for the PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC on March 10th. Workshop Simulator. I don't know where all these damn simulator games are coming from, but I swear to God, they've got a fucking simulator game for everything now. For the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC on March 10th. I didn't realize until the other day they have one for a pressure washer. That was interesting.
A lot of people actually liked that.
They do. Apparently it's quite relaxing, I guess.
Yeah. I don't get it either, Kim, especially the work simulator games.
Right?
Maybe I'm just going to start telling my job that I'm playing a simulator instead of work. There you go.
I do tease Mark about the car mechanics simulator, but anyway. Well, you have Young Fools, but it is Young Souls for the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC. Before it was Young Fowls, which I kind of thought was funny. Anyway, it's out for the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC on March 10th. And last but not least, we have WWE 2K22 for the PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC on March 11th. And those are your new releases.
Hey, we haven't talked, but Pete, you have a PlayStation 5, don't you?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Yeah. So I wish I was you this week.
Why?
Gran Turismo 7?
Yeah, Gran Turismo was out this week. I mean, you have no interest in that.
Yeah,
the reviews are fabulous.
It's not something I'll dip into, to be honest, Robin, but and I'd send you my PlayStation, but I probably wouldn't get it back for another 6 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
You get it back next generation.
Eventually.
Yeah, the six are coming out before I'm looking
at
that back.
Where
is that game, Robin? Where is
it? It's here.
Game?
It's on display. It's
Beer Tapper, baby.
It's on display behind me here. It's in pride of place. It's not going to waste, man. It's here on display.
I'm going to double dip before I get that
game. It's a museum piece now. It belongs in a museum. I gotta send it to Greg so he can put it on. He's gonna take a video of it and watch the video of the case, the jewel case. He's not gonna actually play the game. He's just gonna watch the video of the case of it. So, and put it on repeat for
you. Do it, man. I might just buy Gran Turismo and play it just to piss him off.
So, speaking of simulators, I see on Xbox Game Pass there's Lawnmower Simulator, which
is that?
Yeah, it's for real. So I was going watching it. I had it on YouTube with Judith. And the story's brilliant.
What did you say?
The story is brilliant.
Yes, an in-depth story.
No, I know. I had it on with Judith. She's going, what the hell would you want to play? What would you want to play Lawnmower Simulator for? Really? Why would you want to do that? It's all about the grass, baby. It's all about the grass.
Why would you want to play Pressure Washer Simulator?
It's all about
you on that sharp cutting edge.
Yeah. Yeah, well, Boof says Job Simulator is an amazing game. Wow.
There you go. Job Simulator. It's a thing.
Halo.
That's a thing, Pete. It is a thing. Every Wednesday, we try to get a game going. We had a bit of a snafu this past week. We had some people absent, not able to partake. But next Wednesday should be back in full form. So if you can make it, jump on. 9 p.m. in the U.K., around 1 o'clock-ish West Coast Pacific time, and we'll play some Halo again.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Don't get all excited now. Holy moly.
I know. I'm excited. I freaking love those nights, man. We get Martin in there. We've had Corazon in there. We get Robin in there after a few. We had Mark in there. We've had Pete in there. I'm sure I'm missing a couple. We've had a good time.
They really didn't need me in there, Kim. I just turned up and... It was just a sympathy thing.
Well, the best part was actually the best part of that time with Pete playing that was.
Oh, was the best player.
No, you were hating it at first. You were all complaining. You were like, I just don't get it. And then suddenly, like halfway through.
Yeah, hey, I got a rock on.
I kind of like this.
Yeah, it was good. It was good, but the campaign shit.
Well, I can't say it's shit.
I still love you.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, apparently the campaign co-op now is not coming out when they originally said it was going to come out, I guess. So
Everything's been delayed on that. I will say that has been one big clusterfuck. They have needed to release new maps sooner. The whole seasons thing has been pushed out, unfortunately. Although they did give a seasons 2 update. Actually, I probably could have talked about it in the news. That came out just this past week. They kind of announced what the roadmap now looks like. But campaign co-op is pushed until May. That's when that will come out. But they're shooting for 4-player co-op now. Apparently, before it was kind of in question whether it was just going to be 2-player or 4-player. Mm. And then Forge, that has been pushed out to season 3. And that is, I mean, you're talking summertime at some point.
Right.
So.
Oh, well.
But yeah. All right. Let's wrap this up. We've been talking for quite a while. We've actually had people stay with us for some time, which that's surprising and also
it's a miracle.
Right? I know. It is, man. Especially after the way we started. Kim, since you're not on mute and people like you more than they like me, why don't you start us off? Let's give some shout outs.
All righty. I'm going to shout out the chat because we've had quite a pretty good group in there today. So like I said, they've stuck with us the whole entire show, which is, you know, amazing. Usually they get bored about halfway through and drop off, but not today, apparently. We've had Boomer, CP Matthew, Lord's been in there, Martin, Hardly Dan, and welcome, Boof, somebody who I've never seen in this chat before, so welcome.
He's been here before. I think you were not on the show.
Well, okay, I've been gone for a couple of weeks. I don't know that I've seen the name before, but okay, anyway, well, welcome from me anyway, because I don't remember saying the name. So anyway, so thanks people for jumping in the chat and keeping it active. It's nice. So, you know, shout out to Mother Nature, who's supposed to drop like 2 inches of snow on me tonight. Maybe she won't, hopefully, because I enjoyed the 70-degree weather we had last week. And anyway, shout out to you guys. I'm sorry I was a little bit late. My dad was talking. You know, I don't really feel like I should go, hey, shut up, I have to do a podcast. It seems like it'd be rude. Anyway. Well, yes, effective, yes, but slightly rude. And he'd probably start demanding I pay rent money. And I don't want that. Anyway.
Maybe you should turn the tables. Demand rent money off him.
There you go.
Just turn your head. You owe rent, Dad.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Pay up, sucker. No. Anyway, thanks, you guys. It's been good. I'm glad to be back. Like I said, I missed you guys the last couple of weeks. And hopefully everybody has a good week. You know, I know this Ukraine thing and all has kind of made everybody a little, you know, ouchy. But hopefully y'all have a good week, and I'll pass it over to Pete.
Shout out to Mother Nature for giving me a massive penis. yeah. You can always rely on me. anyway, I'm going to talk about two people that I'm concerned about.
Oh, God.
I have, right. Yeah.
Serious face?
No, I'll say concerned about it. I want to shout these two people out. Derek Steins, he's part of... He's always been part of my brother's podcast, and he's always, like, left speak pipes and emails and God knows what over the past God knows how long. And my brother said that he's left his like final speak pipe, and they've not heard anything from him since. And I've like,
what?
Have you not heard about this?
No.
Okay. Well, there we go. So it's his final speak pipe, and he left it on a show maybe last week or the week before. Anyway, nobody's heard nothing of him since. And we, you know, I really do hope he's okay. Everything's all well with Derek, because he's a great guy. He's been part of our community for a very, very long time, and you know, I've met him a couple of times, and he's really, really nice, thoughtful, and yeah, I just hope he's all right. I do feel for him. I hope he's all right. I'm genuinely concerned, but I don't know how that's going now at the moment. My brother might have got in touch with him, who knows. Anyway, another sad story in my week this week. I worked for a local council, Samwell Council, some time ago in 2002, I think it was. I was working on like the digital upgrade, like the aerial upgrade for England before the Olympics. And I met this guy who worked for Samwell Council, and he was a lovely guy. And it was really, really strange that I ended up seeing him at work now where I am. And he was a volunteer there. And I was just like, Steve, what are you doing here? He's just like, I've volunteered here in the gardens for years and years and years. And he's worked at my place for 22 years. And 4 weeks ago, he told us he got lymphoma cancer. And he passed away on Sunday. And in 4 weeks. So he got diagnosed with it and he passed away in 4 weeks. And, you know, I've known him all this time, and he's such a lovely guy, you know, so humble. He was a great laugh. He was in his early 60s. He was just such a character, and he gave so much to us at work, and even in my previous job at the council, you know, he was just such a humble guy, and he was a real people person, and he was just an overall great guy. He always thought of everybody else before himself. He was just one of those people, and it was just such a sad shame to hear cancer. Him passing, and in such a short time as well. That's how much it can smack you in the teeth, can't it, cancer? But there we go. Shout out to Steve. Much love. That's me. I'm going to pass you on to Robbie.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, that's sad. Derek Sainz, goodness me, I don't know if you listened to this or not. I know you're a loyal supporter of Veteran Gamers. I met you again several occasions, and the meetups at the gaming days. Yeah, if you remember the arcade club. I remember I got a USB stick full of
I've still got your
dodgy MP3s. Yeah. nice guy, nice fella, and always very, very active part of that Veteran Gamers community. Yeah. So I hope you're all right, Derek.
There it is. It's still got my name on it.
I hope you're just sick of Stu and Mike and Eric.
Yeah.
I can understand that.
Hopefully especially
we'll,
my brother.
Well, hopefully we'll hear from him soon. Hopefully we'll hear from
him.
Need
to bring back the beef.
Yeah, and our buddy and I want to shout out to Mark. To Mark Wright. Our podcasting buddy who's going to be making his way back to the podcast very, very soon, and he needs all our support because he's a little bit nervous about coming back again, so we want him back on the show, so we'll not bite much, so come on back.
Well,
Mark,
I can't claim that, but anyway, come back, Mark, we miss you.
Okay, well, Kim might bite, but you might like that too, Mark, so
we will not judge the change operation, Mark, it's okay.
Yeah. So come on back, buddy, you've got nothing to worry about with us, okay? So come on back, and we will pay you this time.
Show me the money!
We will, honestly, we will pay you. Yeah, it's worth it. So, yeah, and everybody, nobody's going to be listening to me out there. Stay safe in the world. Let's hope this thing doesn't escalate out of control and my soon-to-be 16-year-old boyo isn't being packed off with a green uniform on. So that would be fucking reality scary there. So,
yeah.
I'm sure Chris Matthew and the guys that are used to that don't want anything to do with that whatsoever. So anyway, so let's wrap this up. Enjoy gaming. Enjoy your gaming. Get your relief, stress relief, and enjoy your gaming. And get in there and play more Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 and No Russians, and take your your revenge out on those digital bastards. There. Yeah. Okay. There you go.
Well, on that note, hey, look, thank you to the three of you for joining the show. It's been fun as always. It's always a good time, right? And obviously the chat was awesome. Love seeing everybody in there. Shout out to everybody in the chat. And also just, you know, outside of the chat, to all the community. Look, If you are down, if you need somebody to talk to, I know I joke around and I say go talk to Robin, but legitimately, I have had a number of conversations off the books, so to speak, in private, where, you know, we just have some heartfelt conversation, talking through problems. There's no shame in it. Reach out to somebody. Do not feel like you are on an island. You are not. You are part of a very big
community. I'm on an island.
Well, yeah, Robin's literally on a fucking island. But you're part of something big. That's my point. Is you're part of something bigger than just your own space. And we do care, despite the callous nature of some of our comments. So I think we should call this a show. I think we can wrap it up.
Something, all right.
We can call it many things. We will call it a finished show. Thank you, everybody. Come back next week. We will be here in some fashion or another. Maybe on time. Maybe not.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.